Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Got it.
on this Money Monday, 100's in the air. It's March 28, 2011. It's 10:07 in Tampa, Florida. It's 10:07 in Newark, Delaware, where we have Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. How are you?
We are great. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. CeeLo.
Hi, everybody. No, good afternoon in the morning time. How y'all doing?
Hey, CeeLo.
Hey, we got Miss Willingham joining us later in the show from Chesapeake, VA. And I'm sure Overdose will stop by. He was actually hanging out earlier, so he'll get right back. Welcome to the show. It is Money Monday. If you knew tomorrow was your last day living, would you do anything different today? Someone thought they were getting up this morning, but God had a different plan for them. Today was a tough day for me and my staff here in Tampa, Florida. We lost a really good friend over the weekend in a car accident. And I'll tell you, tragic. You know, I had to call in a doctor to have on deck, you know, because it was a hard thing to absorb and definitely to walk into today after, you know, saying have a good weekend on Friday.
Right.
29 years old, vibrant, healthy, strong. When you think of death, you think of old, you think of sick. I'm here to tell you, death has no name on it. It applies to all of us. If you knew tomorrow was your last day on earth, would you do anything different today? I tell you, I would. This whole thing is, and I'm very conscious of the fact that one day I will leave this place. Death is something we should properly prepare for, though, like it or not. What do I mean, you ask? One, you don't want to leave your loved ones stuck with a bunch of bills and debt that they didn't anticipate. Insurance is power, my friends. That's what I mean when I say properly prepare for it. Also, you have to make sure that your spiritual life is intact. You know, that's just something I promote. I'm sorry. I will get on your nerves as long as you listen to this show telling you that you need to get your spiritual house in order. You know, along with get an insurance policy. I don't care if it's how small it is. Get a policy. Help your loved ones. Don't leave them with the burden of having to lay you to rest. It's a problem. People are already broke, busted, and disgusted. They shouldn't have to worry about, you know, something as significant as laying you to rest. CeeLo, if you knew tomorrow was your last day, would you do anything different today?
No.
Okay.
Because, well, I'll say, like, everything that you were just speaking of, like, had already been in progress. Like, right before I had surgery, I put, and it's crazy, when you have to decide, you know, like, for death, like, when you have to prepare for death, it makes everybody else around you uneasy, especially when you're comfortable with it. You have to, like, really think about, like, if you have children, who do you really want your children to be taken care of? And you can't base it off of who has money or, you know, who has the most money or whatever. You have to base it off of who would help your child grow and love your child the same way you would.
Who's going to take care of them?
Right, and guide them and you know, and help them still be all right after you're gone. You know, I mean, you have to do things like, you know, even breaking down, you know, who you leave the house to. You got to be mindful of that because you not only just because somebody's close to you, but you know, who's going to make sure that the property taxes are going to be taken care of, who's not going to let it fall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that you have to take into account, and it seems simple when you first think about it. When you really start putting it on paper, yeah, it's a totally different thing. And becoming spiritually grounded is a whole other. You can't do that overnight.
When I think of, you know, doing something different today,
mm-hmm.
if you are someone who's estranged from your family, if I knew tomorrow was my last day and I was estranged, I would connect with my family today. That's what I mean about do something different. It's not specific to insurance. I'm talking, if you knew today was your last day, would you do anything? If you knew tomorrow really was your last day, would you do anything different today? You know, based on, you know, the interactions with people and holding on to things and, you know, things that you may want to do that you are hesitant to do. Would you do anything different today? That's the topic, folks. Someone thought they was going to get up this morning. Again, God had a different plan for them. Wow. Tonight we explore and evaluate those things that we take for granted, such as life. It's Money Monday. Toya.
Yes.
If you knew tomorrow was your last day, would you do anything different today?
No, not too much that I would do different. If I knew tomorrow was my last day, I would just make sure that my time spent here today would be with those closest to me. But other than that, there's not too much that I would do differently.
Okay. Donnell Jones, Love Like This, Team I'm Radio Live.
Just can't keep running from love. Girl, I'm Russia.
Now, WAKC, Team Hop Radio Live, Donnell Jones, Love Like This. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. Hey, tell us how you feel about death. Is that something that you're extremely fearful of? Were you taught to accept death as a part of reality? Did your parents talk to you about insurance policies and, you know, what to do if they were to pass away? Hey, my mother always told me if anything ever happened to her, you know, she really wanted me and my siblings to be close, to never let anybody split us up. That was something that she preached when we were small. And CeeLo, you're right. When people talk about death and they sound comfortable with it, it is a little eerie. It is a little scary. I could always remember, like, Ma, don't talk like that. Get out of here. What are you talking about? So I can get it. But you know what it did? It made me totally comfortable with the fact that it's a part of life and it has to happen. And it made me very conscious of having insurance early in life. And I've had insurance since I was probably like 18 years old. Well, I'm going to say 21. When I was dropped from my parents' insurance, I picked up my own and kept it intact.
Well, I mean, and then, too, hopefully, I mean, since you've had it long, I hope you had the long, what is it? I forgot what it's called. But the, not the short term, I mean, yeah, not the term.
Oh, absolutely.
Insurance,
the long term life, baby.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because that's more beneficial, especially if you're going, by you getting it that young. Then
yo,
it's
my
beneficial.
Beneficiaries are going cha-ching.
I know, that's right.
Well, just so you guys know, that's not necessarily true as far as life insurance is concerned. You pay a lot more for the whole life insurance than you do for term, and you're not really getting that much return off of it if for some reason you actually outlive the policy. So that's not necessarily true. You can actually get term life insurance, and the difference in the amount in which you would pay between term and whole life insurance, you can actually take that and put that into a mutual fund, and the funds can grow to be more than what your actual whole life insurance would be. So that's
why. Well,
I
must have missed something.
True.
I'm sorry. When you say something's not true, what exactly are you talking about?
That's not necessarily true. As far as you guys saying that one life insurance is better than the other, that's.
Oh, I didn't say it.
No,
I didn't say that.
So
I'm trying to understand.
No, I didn't say that. You said that. CeeLo made a comment about saying about the different insurances. I didn't say that you said it. CeeLo made a comment about the insurance once you said that you had life insurance, that you had insurance since you were the age of 21.
Uh-huh.
Did you not say that, CeeLo?
You were clarifying what?
Yeah, right.
I just wanted
saying,
to get the point.
I said that, I was saying that it was good that he got that type of insurance because he got it while he was young, because someone 40, 50 years old has no business getting a long-term life insurance because their lifespan, you know what I'm saying, isn't technically going to be that long where it would be beneficial for them. But however,
okay,
by
so
him getting
it let
at
me also
21,
clarify this. Let me clarify that. I'm not sure if it's a long-term life insurance or not. Long-term, whole, I heard mentioned
whole.
All
whole
I know
life.
Is
whole.
There's a
whole
X amount of dollars that I pay for on a monthly basis, and I've been doing it for a long time.
Right. But the thing is that if you needed to get money out of it, though, you could get money out of it. But with term insurance, you can't get any money out of it. Not saying you're not going to be penalized, but with term insurance, that's not even an option to be, like, if you hit a financial hard time or something.
I don't have that then, because the insurance I have, I can't borrow against it because they just offered me something.
Right, and what I was saying is you don't necessarily have to go with whole life insurance. It is a whole lot more expensive than term life insurance, and the difference in what you pay between term and whole, you can take that difference in yourself and actually invest it in some type of mutual fund, and the money you would make off of that would be a whole lot more than the money that you can borrow from or what you would actually cash out if you outlive that plan. That's all
right.
I was saying.
Got you. No, and understand this. I thought you were making a good point, but I didn't really understand the point that you were referring back to, so I wanted to make sure that we got the point and everybody was clear on it. Because I think that is great clarification surrounding insurance, because I don't think most of us really know the ins and outs really on life insurance.
Right. Like someone older.
I myself think whole life insurance is just a waste of money. Because if you think about it, by the time you get to the age in which that whole life insurance is supposed to, you know, grow, you know, run out, you should have already have all your mortgage paid off, your debt paid off. So that $250,000, $500,000 plan that you've been praying for all the time, now you've outlived, the cost of your home or the value of your home is going to be more than what that life insurance is anyway. Does that make sense? So even to have that life insurance, right, so even to have that life insurance would be senseless because you're paying a whole lot more for something you don't necessarily have to pay for.
I'm not sure it's senseless. I don't agree with senseless.
No,
but I think
what I'm saying is
point.
To pay for whole life insurance, I think it's crazy. I just think that you can get term life insurance. You get the same benefits. You pay a whole lot less money. And if you really wanted to make money, you can just take the difference in the amount that you would pay between the two and invest it, and you would make a whole lot more money than what that actual life insurance is worth.
Right.
A whole lot more.
Got it.
Right. So, okay, so, right, so you were separating the two. Right, and, like, the thing is that where I come from in it is that a older woman who, this is how I even ended up getting life insurance, because I had life insurance, like, when I was in the Army or whatever, but never had anything, you know, outside of that. So this older woman was telling me, like, she, about, like, the difference between the whole life and then the term. So when I actually went to go, you know, get my policy, I went with the term life insurance because it fit my lifestyle and it fit, you know, my situation. Whereas the woman who told me about it, she had whole life. And she actually used, you know, she had got hers while she was young, get her whole life policy while she was young. And then I think she got to, like, maybe her 30s or whatever, she had a financial hardship, and she was able to get money from her whole life policy to help her make it through that. You know what I'm saying? So that's when life situations will deem which is the best for any individual. But,
yeah.
Right, so that's why I was speaking in the terms of thinking he had gotten the whole life and this with that benefit. But you're absolutely right. You can take that difference in the amount that you have to pay for either of them and invest that and get money.
If you knew tomorrow was your last day on earth, would you do anything any different today? That's the topic tonight. This is Mike Bless. Step aside. TM Hama Radio Live.
Yeah. It's Mike Bless. Slip and slide. That's what I told her. She say things ain't going right with him. I say maybe you should just try something different. You know? Let go. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop flowing with my condo. That can be your hideaway. Hideaway. You don't make her happy. She wanna get away. About to lose you. Cause he'll make you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner. He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to.
No.
A cruise to the islands, that'll get a smiling.
Hey.
Hit South Beach, riding down Collins. No window shopping, that's where the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. Stop throwing my condo. Tell me what the pose
you want.
You know what's soft, I'm blue. So you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo!
Shoot, out to London, Nando's and Brixton, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Shorty so fly, Red Bull wings, she just wanna hide my condo fling. She don't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away. Stop blowing my condo, that can be your hideaway.
Muhammad Radio Live, Mike Bless. Big up to our team down in Miami. Slip and slide. It's Money Monday in the city, March 28th. Hanging out with CeeLo, live from Charlotte. Toya live from Newark, Delaware. Domare will be joining us soon. If you knew today or tomorrow was your last day on earth, would you do anything different in those last few hours? I would. I think I would, you know, stop what I'm doing because I think I'm a workaholic. And I would also just go camp out with those people who are important to me. I would probably make phone calls, touching bases, you know, with folks I haven't talked to in a long time. Just to say, Deuce, love you. You know, I think that's what I would do different. I don't do that enough.
Why can't we live like that every day, though?
You know what? That's the question. That's the question. You know, for me,
it so hard for us?
I work. I like working. It keeps me productive. It keeps my bills paid. And it keeps me fulfilled. But you know what? When we lose people around us, it's an eye-opener that it's not about work. It really should be about those things that are most important to you. And I'll say, work is one of those things that's most important to me. But my loved ones are more important.
Is it the work that's more important, or is it the money that's more important?
I think, for me, I happen to like my work. So the money's good. The money keeps me there. But I think it's both. Being productive, that's fulfilling to me. Being paid for being productive, that's extra fulfilling for me.
Okay.
So, you know, the bottom line is we can't take life, people, places, and things for granted. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing to me that, and I ask, like, my father, who is, I don't know, he's an amazing man. He's worked all his life and just always worked regardless. Never had time to do anything else because he had to work. And the thing about it is that I've been asking him to retire for as long as he's been able to retire, and he wouldn't do it. And now he's at a point where he has to. He has no choice. And it's interesting to me because I want to see what he's going to start paying more attention to once he can't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be forced to appreciate things more instead of wanting to in the first place. Well, wanting to, but can't because I got to work. And so that leaves you with not knowing the people around you in the first place outside of just your constant, you know, speaking and passing.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you don't get it until it's too late. Some people are able to make that change in enough time. There's a new television show that's out right now, and it deals with kids kidnapping their parents. And the kids have to kidnap their parents because their parents are literally workaholics, and they never see the kids. One trailer, there was a little guy who said to his dad in a trailer for the television show, "Dad, I didn't think you loved us because you never want to be with us. You always work." I thought that was like I thought that was like an aha moment, and I'm sure it was heart-wrenching for the dad. You know,
yeah.
I mean, how could his child think that he doesn't love him because he's never there, when in fact dad's never there because he loves his child so much, he wants to make sure he's taking care of him. But balance is the key. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, tonight's topic is, if you knew tomorrow was your last day on earth, would you do anything different today? CeeLo said no. Toya said, you know, the only thing she'd do different is spend that much more time, you know, with her loved ones. What do you say? For me, I'd run it down. I would contact people I haven't contacted in a long time, and I just go camp out with my family. I'm like 900 miles away from all of my loved ones, so I say to hell with this. I'll pack it up. I'll rock in a minute. You are in tune to TM Hot Radio Live. We'll be right back. Up next, finance with Toya.
Yeah. Everybody in this world is God's property. Though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy, never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was the menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a white Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see this light of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc and sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see this light of heaven is so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks to God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my bars are secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. These are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven is so far away. Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping. Hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away.
WHAC, Team Hum Radio Live, Boston. That new joint is called Far Away. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with our finance segment tonight. Give it up for you.
Good evening. Tonight I just wanted to give you five tips to clipping coupons like an expert. The big thing right now, the craze on saving money is what they call super couponing. And I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but it's kind of like people going out and
purchasing.
Yeah, people are going out and they're spending maybe $10 a week on groceries because of all of the in-store savings, the double coupons, manufacturing coupons, and it just goes on and on. A friend of mine, her sister actually gives classes on super couponing, and people are taking lessons on how to save money, spending money to learn how to save money. But, you know, so I just wanted to give you five easy tips for people who just want to save money using coupons, and they don't necessarily have the time to spend on super couponing. First off, which we've talked about in the past, is decide what you actually need to buy. Just look for specific deals on something that you actually know you're going to use or something that you actually need. Don't clip coupons just because you may think it's a good deal, or don't buy something that you have a coupon for if you don't necessarily use it. So just keep that in mind. Decide what you need to buy and actually stick to that purchase. Store it. Make sure you pick a spot in the house to put your coupons, whether it be the kitchen drawer or a special type of folder designated to your coupons. Just don't get overwhelmed with a pile of growing coupons. When you add coupons, make sure you go through it and discard of any that are actually expired. I'm good for clipping coupons, throwing it in the kitchen drawer, and then I don't see it again until after it's expired. So the one thing I would recommend is keep your coupons with you. How many times do you actually stop by the store on your way home and you realize when you're in the store that you actually did have a coupon at home for the item? So, you know, one thing you can do is just keep the coupons with you, whether in the glove department of your car or ladies in your purse or pocketbook, just, you know, try to keep them with you. If you can't keep them with you, then just store them in a place where you can keep them all together and keep them organized. Again, stick them in your wallet just so you don't forget about them and then don't miss out on the opportunity to use them. If you have items that you know you purchase a lot and you happen to receive coupons or find coupons for them, if it's an item that you use a lot, keep that coupon with you. Go online before a shopping trip to the store. You can actually go on the web to scour for coupons. You can actually search different websites for coupons. There are plenty of coupon sites like RetailMeNot.com. They have a large directory of coupons to make finding coupons really easy for people who aren't used to actually clipping coupons. And the last thing would be stay loyal to brands. If you stay loyal to a particular brand, it will make it a lot easier to follow up with special deals that they're having. So you'll be more likely to remember what specials are going on. And when they end, if you have just a few key stores that you're following and just, you know, certain brands that you actually use. So just keep that in mind. Also, when you start to use a particular brand, the stores actually pick up on that, especially if you use, like, the store savings cards that they have, like, in all of the grocery stores. You'll start to receive paper, mail, and even emails from the store, or you'll start to get those printout coupons at checkout. Because they're actually starting to score your information as far as what type of product you use. So just being loyal to a particular brand or a particular store will help you cut down on your web search time as well. So just keep those five tips in mind when you start clipping coupons, and then eventually you may become a super couponer yourself, but that's actually like a part-time job in itself. So, you know, you can do the easy thing and just clip coupons for things that you know you're going to use, and the Sunday paper is the best place to start.
Money Monday with tips on how to save, save, save. Thank you, Toya.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Love is the party, my heart is such a disco ball. She's in line waiting, my guest list too long. I told her I would love her as forever. Forever just a word, I put words together. Stepping on the stars, she paused. And I know that one day this show will end. Applause, the strobe lights are dancing. We've taken all the chances. She questioned what we are, and I'll drink to the answer. Cause my heart is out of service, my eyes turn black. I don't see love anymore, I'm blind to the fact. I got my world in my pocket, cause I ain't trying to drop it. The sky is at my neck, so I turn up my collar. My world spin around her, cause it's a world without her. Oh,
when you know, like I know,
yeah.
When the sunlight falls down,
what?
There she goes.
Yeah.
She falls like dance with the stars.
And I just can't live without her.
Yeah.
And she knows what she knows.
That you're no good. I know that you make me.
Dirty Money, and, featuring Lil Wayne, Strobe Light. Yes. That's her first here on TM High Radio. Yeah.
But hell.
Look, right. You know what? I don't know. But look, right. Like, for real. Like, if tomorrow, I mean, if, like, today was, like, my last day, like, as it is right now, I think, honestly, I would just unlock the door. You know, I just have to unlock the door so that whoever came to the house would, you know, wouldn't have to call the police and then that crap to kick the door in. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I couldn't drive nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't make it. I'd die on the road then, you know?
You would unlock the door just so they could walk in and see you there?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want nobody to tear up the house trying to, you know, make sure I'm all right and I'm already gone, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, you got to be real about it, seriously.
No, you have to be out of your mind about it. I'm like, what?
No, I'm serious because I couldn't drive. I can't drive to Virginia. So, like what? Yeah. I had no choice. I'm gonna go across the street and say, "Hey, look, I'm dying tonight, and can you make me something to eat? You know, I'm gonna chill over here." No, I couldn't do that.
You're like way out there with it.
Yeah. No, I'm deep into it. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just supposed to be some surface stuff we're talking about here, huh?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, this is what I'd like to think. I like to think that most people would come to their senses compared to what we normally think about when we just assume that we're going to be here tomorrow. I think the idea is to get us to think about if we really knew that our time was over, would we continue to do the same old, you know? Or would we distinctly change our behavior? Some people say, well, no, I'm living life right now. And, you know, but at the end of the day, if you knew tomorrow was going to be it,
unlock the door.
You're just going to unlock the door. God
yeah.
bless you.
Thank you.
I'm going to give away a whole bunch of stuff and call up a lot
that.
Of people.
That's what I'm saying. You, right, so that's why I couldn't change nothing. I already give things away. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, right.
I mean, I'm talking everything. And yeah. if you're trying to tell the world that you're Mother Teresa and you're ready to die, God bless you.
Thank you. But I am comfortable with death, though. I know it seems weird, to you, you know. But I am.
No, it doesn't seem weird. I mean, if that's where you are, again, God
yeah.
bless you. That's not
Thanks.
What most people are.
What?
I'm not there.
So you think I'm craving?
Yeah, I'm not there.
Nah. It's fine, though. But
where are you? 917-889-3926. We really want to know. This is not just a conversation for us. The reality is none of us have promised tomorrow. Again, I'm dealing with it in a major way right now. Just lost someone that, you know, I've been working hand in hand with for 4 years. You know, young, vibrant. Hey, it was a car accident. Things happen, you know, but in the midst of things happening, what kind of preparation have we put forth? You know, I don't think just about your spiritual foundation, but again, there's some business that needs to be taken care of so that
yeah.
your loved ones aren't left high and dry. Times are already hard enough. They don't need the extra burden of having to lay you to rest. You know, take care of business. Again, 917-889-3926. The whole purpose of this platform is to stimulate thought, not to frustrate, you know, or damn anybody.
Well, you know
we're
what?
Simply trying to stimulate thought.
While we're on it, I want to send condolences out to the Long family in Virginia where Shaquita Long, she was shot by her boyfriend who then committed suicide. So my condolences go out to your family. That is like
wow.
That was crazy too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I sent her the message.
Unbelievable.
She was like 36 years old with five kids,
yeah.
And I'm quite sure, you know, there was no plan for that.
Yeah.
You know.
And just also condolences out to you know Ms. because I don't know if she's married or not, Ms. Semenkis, Carlos, you know that's the mother and uncle of Christian Semenkis. I was following 106 in Park tonight. Megatron shot in the chest. You know, no longer with us. Member of the 106 in Park BET. Family, a senseless murder. We got to get it together. Hey, we'll be
yeah.
right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to sleep in them thighs and dance off of Stevie Wonder's ribbon in the sky.
It's so natural to me,
I can see it in your eyes. There's no way to hide your body language, never lie.
It's so natural to me,
we close face to face. I'm used to the taste, your lingerie lace. It's okay for you to leave your panties at my place. Some say the adventure ain't the finish, it's the chase.
So natural to me when I plant my flag, plan house for the weekend and I pack my bag.
So natural to me the way you gon' brag when I cook you some breakfast like a stay-at-home dad.
It's so natural to me,
no plans in advance. The next thing you know, she got her hands in my pants.
It's so natural to me to have your knees locked when I A, B, C, D, F, the G spot.
Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
It's so natural to me to service your needs. And when that pretty kitty cat purrs that I feed,
so natural to me
to dig deep inside and listen to you sing, baby, then she can ride.
It's so natural to me,
I make her come first, then after you finish, she can get a gum burst.
So natural to me,
you can be my young nurse. Got the ruler that she never seen nothing hung worse.
It's so natural to me,
I just overdoes it. She climbs up the wall and she screams that she love it.
So natural to me,
I make your legs shake, have your call and tell your job you gon' be half a day late.
It's so natural to me to have your back arcing close to the wall like handicapped parking.
It's so natural to me to make you want more, till she love the way you feel when she walk around.
My, pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my.
Girl, you naturally a part of me, naturally honor me. Maybe just for kicks, we should go on eHarmony and upload our profiles and see what type of match it be. watch how everything comes back naturally. And I'm naturally satisfied when you put your hand in mine. Gravity be pulling us together like we magnetize. Stroking to the rhythm while you're squeezing and you're scratching me. I love the way you feel, we doing whatever comes naturally. It's so natural to me when we walk around nude and sip some bottled water and talk about food. Like what you wanna eat, cause I don't feel like cooking. Now baby, you decide, I don't feel like looking. It's so natural to me, we touch one another, then hop in the bedroom and crush in the covers.
So natural to me,
when I leave your sheets torn. So just listen to this song and you can feel me when I'm going.
My, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my. Pure and unadulterated, casual vibe. This is why it's love related. Just wanna let you know, this feeling's got me floating up to the sky. Natural high, my, 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 my.
try to run and hide from us. Real Memphis on the side of me.
When money go harder than you fathom, we steadily winning while y'all way below average. Catch a player grinning while y'all boys just looking sadder. Never move forward cause you relying on your back up. Tell the motherfucking niggas back up. Don't you even answer. Question, I'll address it. Don't confess it. No protection. Wait a second. Now I add your pressure. Break a neck up. Disrespect her. Moody, kill him. Before I kill him.
Yeah. Man. And Memphis can't equal punishment. We got the world up in our hand and we playing catch. Yeah. We don't give a damn of what you suck and scrap you. Because our sex rate vision leave your bitch a dread. And she ain't trying to leave. Because we drop balls heavy and atomically. So sonically, we leave her body weak. Because we just drained our veins on her bamboo sheet.
Suckers ain't problems, we don't even swear. Boy, if you hot, then I'ma let her swear. If I say F you, I mean every laugh. Misinterpret, it can leave you dead in the air. Got my nose running, getting wet money. Think you live in my shoes, you ain't never seen nothing. Suckers in the back, always be friends. The loud nigga talking, be the first nigga running. Who is you to impose me? I know you see we in another league. CMG and wet money, y'all promise you stay in sucker free.
That was a throwback by Monica. Tell Me If You Still Care here on Money Monday, Tim Hyman Radio Live. We've been discussing if you knew tomorrow was your last day living, would you do anything different today? And I think we all pretty much agreed it's not too much we would do differently, but we would take the time to make sure we spent our last few moments with family and friends.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I would give away stuff. I got a lot of stuff. So, I mean, I'll just start giving away stuff. Everybody, you know, I would shock all those panhandlers on the street in Tampa, because I'm telling you, it's so many of them. Yo, I would just roll up to the panhandlers and just unload my car on them. You want something? Take this. And then leave it all right there for them, drive away.
Yeah.
I would just do that to panhandlers all over Tampa.
They probably sell it, but they get food.
Do what you want to do.
Or whatever they write.
Stop begging.
Right. Well, you know what? I love the honest ones, though. That, you know, they just, I just want something to drink. I need some change. just like, okay, you know
right.
What?
Honest.
Instead of
if
the one
you knew
who
tomorrow
ask you for money
was your
on
last
time,
day.
Go to the other side and get a food. I chased a lady down one day, y'all. This lady asked for money. She said she was hungry. So, against my better judgment, I gave her $5 because Janice taught me into giving her $5. So I gave the lady $5, and I kept saying, Janice, she's not going to buy food. Janice said, she looks hungry, CeeLo. Give her the money. All right, fine. So I gave her the money. You know what the lady did? She went into McDonald's and walked right out the other side. And I told Janice, I said, stay right here. And I drove around and watched the lady walk out of the other side and walk into a neighborhood. And, yes, I followed her, and I told her, I hope she choked on whatever it was she was about to go smoke, because people that really need something, you're giving them a bad name. You know what I'm saying? This is why a lot of people who
you're out of control
really need. But look, I had to let her know, but I'm telling you. And she started crying, but I didn't care about that, because she took advantage of Janice's niceness. You know what I'm saying? I knew she was full of crap, because I can tell when somebody really needs. So I give
everybody's
people money.
Not full of crap, though.
But
I
look,
mean,
I'm telling you, I give people money.
There
like,
are people that try to look, get over.
I'm the person
right.
in line that if somebody in front of me doesn't have enough money for what they have, I
God
have
bless
this,
you.
I'll pay for their stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's
God bless
the things
you.
That I do. You know what I'm saying? I help when I feel it. They don't have to say a particular thing or anything like that. I feel, I'll hear that voice of give that person X amount of dollars. And I've done
God
that.
God bless you.
But I know when they're full of crap. Mm. Oh, excuse me.
Was that a tirade?
Yes. Yes. But it's a true one, though. Yes. It's coming from your heart.
I mean,
yes, excuse me, Toya, because I apologize, sweetheart, because you were about to say something, and I cut you off. I apologize.
Oh, well, I don't have one of your moments. I can't remember what I was going to say.
Hey, look, I'm trying to tell people we can't make this stuff up. It's really live.
Hey, no, I get it. Yo, straight up, Money Monday in the city, March 28th. If you knew tomorrow was your last day, would you do anything any different today? You know, that's the topic tonight. You know, we got caught up in panhandlers and people taking advantage, you know. But we know what it feels like, you know, for somebody to take advantage. It's not a good feeling, you know,
at
specifically
all.
When you're offering up your hard-earned cash. And I'm going to tell you, I'm in Florida where the panhandlers took the city on in court and won. They won.
You know, here in Charlotte, they have to
won.
Have a panhandler's license. They have to apply
they don't
for a panhandler's
here.
License.
They do not in Tampa, Florida. And they are all over the place. You see them all different persuasions, young, old. I'm like, stop the madness. Get out of here. Go get a job. Go to school. Get out
that
of
is a job. And the thing is, they would probably
panhandling
be good. Like,
is not a job.
You know what, though? Listen, but if the right person took one of those people, they can make them a good salesperson. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is that, yeah, we can just tell somebody to go get a job, but apparently something ain't working for them. So maybe they're in the wrong profession and don't know how to get into it. I mean, I can't.
All
I don't
I'm saying,
know how to
no,
save
no, no,
the
no,
world,
no, no.
But
you're absolutely right. I believe that. All I'm saying is, it seems to me like it's spreading. People are picking up on the fact that this is working for them. Let me make it work for me. And all I'm saying is, panhandling is not a job, and we need to help people, just like you're saying, because obviously they don't know.
But what about those people or those managers that drive past them every single day and never stop to ask them, you know, try this? You know, I mean, like, why? People that are in position. I'm not speaking of people who are not in position who have no idea themselves, no. I'm talking about.
Because you have to show initiative, you know, as an employer.
Well, how much more initiative do you want? It's standing in the middle of the street asking for money from strangers.
No, you're not.
That's
saying
what sales people do.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a break. Because I know you are the devil's advocate, and you're going to provide that perspective. Just put me in the game. And if the panhandlers stood up and said, put me in the game, guess what? They'd be in a better position. You got to show some initiative. We'll talk about that with the devil's advocate. After this,
oh,
and Toya, you can make your point. Put me in the game. TMI Radio Live.
I go from an angel to a devil's advocate.
Boy, feeling you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this. She looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet. Put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she loved it deep. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knock and jump her down. Start with the whistle sound. You gotta bend it down, all four quarters. Quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. Defend to your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
Boy, you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran home. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
Boy, you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. B-Train, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on the jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad. She like take me out the game.
Boy, I'm telling you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game post. 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 Feeling my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Put me in the game by Vel here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us. We only have about a half an hour left in the show. Oh, now let's see. We've talked about everything from panhandlers to life insurance to
you get it all
stuff away, just give it all away. But I think one thing that you know, just along the lines of like the life insurance or what have you, and I think CeeLo touched on it earlier, is if you have children, you definitely need a will. People think if they don't have a lot financially, that a will is not necessary, and it definitely is a necessity, especially if you own a home. You know, Terrence talked about leaving behind debt. You definitely don't want to leave behind debt. You know, if you don't have stated places where you want your property to go or even where you want your child or children to go, they can end up literally anywhere. So that's a big thing that people need to look at.
Exactly. I mean, like, you have to write. And the thing is, it's simple as just writing it on a piece of paper. That's what I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had it, excuse me, with all my medical papers, I had my insurance papers and everything together, and then wrote out, like, who I wanted to be my beneficiary, but then also who I wanted to, you know, handle my money. You know, like, as far as, like, I had one person that would handle my money, but another be in control of my daughter. You know what I'm saying? It was different. And then somebody else would take care of the house and blah, 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 blah. But it was crazy. And, you know, some people got offended. You know, I mean, like, I gave my father the right to be the one to say whether to pull the plug or not if things had not gone right. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mother was offended by that. But it's like, why not? Because I knew my father could handle it. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't about not spending my last moments with her. It was, I knew my dad wouldn't cry. Yeah, so,
well,
it's weird.
That's why it's a last will and testament. It's your last wishes, you know, upon your death. Really, not to really be discussed. That's the whole purpose of putting it in paper and securing it away. You know, it's really like, you know, the highest level of confidentiality, you know, really should be bestowed upon a last will and testament. You know, so that's just the word to the wise. Once you ink it and you make those final decisions, unless you want to modify, and then you modify in confidence, because that's between you, God, and the people that you have decided, you know, to bestow whatever it is that you're giving them. Folks, if you just tuned in, you have a lot to go back and listen to in a podcast. Just go back to the website. Click the little purple body. It has looks like a sun ray going across it. That's the podcast button. Download all of our shows. We have we're batting 150. Wow, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah.
Hey. Log on, listen to previous shows. We got some good ones. Just trying to help you. So help us help you. Tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to log in, tune in, We're on every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m., Sunday, 7 p.m. It's DM Hyman Radio Live with CeeLo Live out of Charlotte, Toya Live out of Newark, Delaware, and Domare Live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Health and wellness may be coming up, maybe not. Regardless, here's Overdose, DM Hyman Radio Live.
See, this right here, what happened when you fuck up. Sherry, Kia, this for you. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some other shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some other shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked you in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cause won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't, so now I just sit back and think. Damn, I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone and you tell me about today. You even taught me how to kill a boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight cush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad when you finish, when you had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. Inhale that purple oil that drove in, then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, in public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins, or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
A long journey. I don't know if it's here before. But I can't perform this one tour for you. You know they're gone through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning. Gonna drag us all by the bed. Found her after it's been storming. Then she pops up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming. How did she resist? She can't get the call back. After all that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, always burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl that she watches the world as it turns. His employment, landlord, and the rent. An upset bag and a schema. Got tripped up, half in the fence. Now all my cars surrounding him. Off to the deal of Zowie. Soaking the system. Who's the victim? Send your conviction. Earth so bad it can play it like that. And it burns.
back, cop back. Chuck.
We're going like this, huh? Give me.
Tell me.
Which Way to Turn.
Chill.
I love that song. It reminds me of like Billy Ocean and something else, like Genesis and Billy Ocean mixed together. I don't know. That's what puts me in thought of.
All right.
Yeah.
917-889-3926. Yeah. 21 minutes left in the show. 11:38 in Tampa. 11:38 in Philadelphia, PA. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hammer Radio Live.
T.M. Hammer Radio.
CeeLo.
Yes, sir.
Toya. T.M. Hammer.
Relax.
Hey, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us.
Yes. So, look, what made you think of, like, you know, because they always ask, like, you know, what would you do? What would you do within the last 24 hours? And, you know, some people say, you know, they do something like maybe, like if they wanted to bungee jump or whatever, they, you know, bungee jump and then go horse riding. And one thing is, like, why are you going to try to kill yourself before you die, you know? Like, and what is the reason that you're dying in the first place? Like, I don't know. No, I'm not going to go off into another world with that one.
I can't answer those questions.
I'm not going to go off.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah.
We only
have
20 minutes left.
You know what, though? The, we got to, you know, keep. Oh, look, what about this? Remember the thing at the end of the year, August?
Yeah, all over the place.
No, I didn't. I didn't take it today.
Yeah, all over the place.
See, this I do. And so, no, but I honestly, I didn't take my medicine today. The cruise. That's what I was trying to say. The cruise, August. What's going on? We still on for
more to come.
Okay, so we're gonna keep you guys in the know with that, and then do we have any other projects or anything coming up that?
Not that I want to talk about live on the air. If
yes, sir.
You knew tomorrow was the last day of your life, would you do anything different today? 917-889-3926. We just love y'all. So where we think we just chilling in the office. It's
yeah.
Money Monday, March 28th, 2011.
I'm gonna take my medication now.
Hey. Hey.
Yes.
Whatever works.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, Toya. Hey, Toya. Bring this conversation back on track.
She's not talking to me anymore. No.
You know, CeeLo goes on her little, I don't know what you want to call them.
Yeah, they're not even. Yeah, they're not even tirades. No, it's really what's in my mind. I let it come out. It's honest though. It's all honest.
But I know she did mention. She did make a good point earlier, and that was the question that she posed was, why do we not live like it's our last day? You know, people are so caught up in everything else that they forget that, you know, you're not just here like for no reason or no purpose. You do mean something to other people. You know, you're not here just to work, or you're not here, you know, just for those types of things, but you're here, you know, you're here for a reason. People count on you, and even if people don't count on you, you are supposed to, you know, some type of impact on someone else's life. So
very true. And that is a good point. And I can't answer, you know, why don't we in general, but I,
well, damn near
I know for a
really
fact that we make excuses. I make, you know, excuses. Sometimes you just don't want to. In life, I know for me, there's so many things that I'm actually doing because because I have to or that I should, not necessarily because I want to. You know, when it comes down to those things that I can really make a decision and not feel any conviction, I'm just not going to do it because, you know, so we make excuses. But the reality is what gets focused on gets done. And if we focus more on spending quality time, that's what we'll do. We'll spend more quality time.
Yeah, it's finding that balance.
Absolutely.
This is really, yeah, it's very interesting.
Absolutely.
Are you guys reading any new books?
I'm not reading any new books. But you know, hold on. But today I got some information about Janet Jackson just wrote a new book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of the book or anything, but Janet Jackson has a new book coming our way.
I wonder what that's going to be about.
I'm not sure. But, ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Chesapeake, welcome Domir to the show.
All right, all right, all right. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, you're right on time for health and wellness.
Wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA, give it up, Domir.
Tonight's health and wellness segment is brought to you by Massage for Life, coming soon to a Hampton Roads area near you. Tonight, I just wanted real quick, please forgive me, you guys. I just wanted to say this real quick. I am 3 days, woo, thank you, Jesus, from finishing towards my certificate and licensure to my massage therapist license. So I am studying hard on my way back home for more studying. But I wanted to bring tonight's health and wellness topic. Just let you, for those that out there that are on some type of physical fitness regimen, weight loss regimen, things of that sort, who feel like they're plateauing. They're at a place where they don't know what to do. They haven't moved in weight. Their body's not changing. They're not going or meeting their goals or going in the direction that, you know, as fast as they thought they wanted to go in. I just want to let people know that sometimes your body will plateau, will get to a place where it would just stand still because it feels comfortable at this spot. And it may not want to go past the goal that you're trying to get to. Or it may be that you may not be doing the right thing or taking the right supplements or doing what you need to in order to address the particular issue that, you know, or the particular problem. So, meaning like if you have a fat burning issue, taking carb blockers is not going to help burning fat per se, or, you know, of that sort, or vice versa. So tonight I just wanted to share with the people there is a way for you to determine what you need to target when you're plateauing or when you're entering into any physical fitness or weight loss regimen. You can buy a genetic test to help you determine what areas or what you need to target as far as your plan or your regimen and what needs to go on. Whether it be a fat trimming, carb blocking, tone, whatever it is, this genetic test can assist you with that. If you visit Inheritance Genetics, which is a company that's partnered with Amway Global, and you can find this company on DetermineYouAreDestiny.com, Inheritance Genetics. And you can visit them, and they can give you information about a genetic test to help you determine what areas you need to target, whether it's blocking carbs, whether it's targeting fat, or anything of that sort. Again, visit DetermineYouAreDestiny.com, and the company name is Inheritance Genetics. Find out more information about the genetic test and how it relates specifically to you so that you can target what you need to target. And feel like you are pushing closer towards your goal. That way you don't feel like you're still plateauing. You can say, okay, now I have another way to jumpstart this thing that, you know, jumpstart my goal and accomplish it. That's all I wanted to give you tonight, that little bit of information.
Thank you very much. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA, Miss Thomair Willingham.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
What?
Hyman Radio Live, hanging out with Dee Dee in Chesapeake, Toya in Newark, Delaware, CeeLo out in Charlotte, and we got Coop calling all the way from Washington, D.C. What's cracking, everybody?
Hey, what's going on, Team and Hyman family?
Oh,
what's good,
happy
brother?
Birthday to you too, sir.
Happy Born Day, homie.
Hey,
happy
yeah.
Day, Tony Nico.
Cool. If you knew tomorrow was your last day, would you do anything different today?
I don't even know. I guess I would have to, have some time with my daughter.
Right.
I had to have some time with my daughter. I probably would go just spend some money while. And what else I would do? I don't know.
So you're saving it all up right now. You planning to take it with you right now?
Yeah, I'll leave some. I wouldn't go crazy. I'll make sure my daughter would be straight.
All right.
But I don't know. I had to find some fine chick to go do it to. I just like was in my leg.
Oh my! Yes. Real talk.
It's kind of like that song. Remember Mace had that song? If you had 24 hours to live, what would you do?
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey.
Hilarious.
That's Coop keeping it real. TMI Radio Live. Hey, Diddy. If you knew tomorrow was the last day, would you do anything different today?
I do some different things. Of course, definitely my daughter's, got 23 hours for real. And then in that other hour, I'm going to get together the people in my most intimate circle and tell them whatever thoughts I have on my chest and my heart at that moment, I need to let them know and get that off so they know. And I don't so much want to spend it wisely. I mean, spend or splurge because I do that now. So whatever's left, I'll make sure it all goes to Zaysha. And I think I'll be good. And then I'll spend whatever moments I have left in the presence of the Lord, you know what I'm saying?
Because
if I got to go, I got to go.
All right. There it is. Hey, just don't go chasing your paper. That's the one thing I think we all, focus on a lot, chasing paper. But are we really chasing a dream that'll never be fulfilled? Because I think that there'll always be a great paper chase. We got to chase something a little more substal. Hey, thanks for riding with us, everybody. Take us home. Good night, everybody.
Well, good night, everyone. Yes, good night, everyone. And just know that, you should live every day like it's your last day. You should tell the people that you care about them every day as much as you can. Don't wait till the last minute. And it's not genuine.
No doubt. All right.
Be blessed.
All I do is chase my money.
Broke money,
so. Look, I'm so hot in my game, colder, so don't bother. If anything, little nigga, I can be your father. If you talking checks, at least two commas. While you chasing them hoes, I be chasing the money. You can take it from me, but you ain't gon' never take my money. I go after dough, headache, nose runny. You can't go wrong when your money long like a football field. No delusions at all. If you broke money short, you'll probably change the song. All I do is
why you chasing hoes? I'm after dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch. Your cash won't last, and everything your hands will be in the past. All I know is the green, and call me an out.
nigga. I had it in my face. If I had it in my way, I had a better day. I'm the champ. I need Mayweather pay. I used to ball hard. Me and Spalding get along. Air Jordan fly. Fuck what you bitches on. Stacking dough. I can invest and make a loan. All I do is. What you talking about? I'm on a paper route, like a mailman, never see me in a drought. Getting money, nigga, that's what it's about. Yeah, it's like I live for it.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM